Hi there, welcome to NECF. We're excited to share today's message with you. Don't go anywhere, stay with us to the end for some valuable resources to enrich your faith. Here's today's sermon.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 from verse 42 to 47. So they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and in fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came over every soul. Many signs and wonders were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they sold their possessions and goods and divided them among themselves as anyone had needs. So continually, daily, with one accord in the temple and breaking of bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Praise the Lord. And we said that part of the things that we do as after the believers meeting, or even after any meeting of God's people, is that we continue in the apostles' doctrines. We continue in the things that have been taught to us. We make it a part of us. We go back to the things again to ensure that we understand them. Praise the Lord. There are a lot of people that have questions. Maybe you've not had this type of teaching before, or you didn't understand what is going on, that there is need for you to go back and to listen again, to continue in the apostles' doctrine, to be steadfast in it. Praise the Lord. To not stop. Praise the Lord. To continue means to not stop, right? To be devoted to it, to give yourself to the apostles' doctrine. It's what we see in Acts chapter 2, that they continue in the apostles' doctrine. The things that were taught, they made it a part of their life. They allowed it to change their life, to change the things that they were doing. Praise the Lord. Part of the teachings, or part of the things that was being taught to them, is how to fellowship together, how not to forsake the assemblies of themselves. That's why we see that they are together. They ate together. They sold the things that they have, and they ensured that nobody had need. Praise the Lord. So these are some of the teachings that came to them, and these are some of the implications we see from the scriptures, that these people have no need among themselves, because whenever they come together, people had enough. Praise the Lord. People had enough. So the pastors took time, as I was explaining on Sunday, that the pastors took time, 5 sessions, and maybe minimum of 1 hour, 50 minutes each or more, to teach us doctrines, to teach us the ways of God, to teach us the things that we need to learn. So, and for example, Pastor Victor was teaching about laying of hands, right? And so many other teachings came. He didn't just, I remember Pastor Costin was with talking, and he was like, if somebody was teaching that, maybe from beginning, he would just start laying hands. Praise the Lord. But we see that there was up to 4 or 5 sessions of teachings concerning a thing before the practical started. Praise the Lord. Because you cannot act, or you cannot behave out of knowledge. You cannot just do it because somebody says you should do it. You will do it when you have the knowledge of it. Praise the Lord. That's why when we see that somebody's not speaking in tongues, we don't tell you, start speaking in tongues, because this is the apostles' doctrine. Praise the Lord. This is what you should do. We go through the scriptures to explain to you why you should speak in tongues, or why speaking in tongues is part of your life. Praise the Lord. Or part of your makeup. So the pastors took time to teach us. Praise the Lord. So it therefore means that we also need to take time to continue in the things that we have been taught. Praise the Lord. To continue in the things that we have been taught. To go back to them. If you have questions, to ensure that we ask them. Praise the Lord. So they took time to teach us, because knowledge comes before you begin to see manifestations, praise the Lord, or you are able to do manifestation. If you don't have knowledge of it, you will not be able to do anything, praise the Lord. So it also tells us, it also gives us a pattern that we should follow, praise the Lord. It gives us a pattern that we should follow, that doctrines are taught to edify us. And when they edify us, then we begin to do the practical aspect of it, or begin to show the manifestation of it. Praise the Lord. We should learn from the method that we have been taught. So it encourages us to continue in the apostles' doctrines, to continue in the things that we have been taught. Praise the Lord. And the reason why we should continue in those things is so that we will know what is original. Praise the Lord. We saw it from on Sunday, that we'll know that which is true. You continue in the doctrine so that you're able to distinguish between that which is false and that which is true. We continue because we want to live in victory. Praise the Lord. We continue because we want to live in victory. Praise the Lord. And then we also learned that man is God's method and plan on the earth. Man is God's method and plan on the earth. So from that teaching, I don't know if you were challenged to understand how important you are in the agenda of God. Praise the Lord. From that teaching, I don't know if it's helped you to understand how important you are in the agenda of God, that the things that God wants to achieve on the earth, it is through you. Praise the Lord. It is through you. We also see from the teaching that Pastor Costin taught us about spiritual experiences, or some of the spiritual experiences that we should have, that the believer has utterance to the advantage. Praise the Lord. The believer has utterance to the advantage. It is there to your advantage. It is there for you unconditionally. It is there for you to practicalize in it. Praise the Lord. To continue in spiritual experience. So the things that we do after the believers meeting is to continue in those spiritual experience. If you are speaking in tongues, just our sister has shared, just as our brother has shared as well, they continue in the things that they have been taught. This is a spiritual experience. They have experienced something. They have experienced the ability to pray for that long. So they continue in it. Praise the Lord. They don't go on vacation. They don't fold their hands. But they continue in it. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, Matthew chapter 11 and from verse 1. He said, "Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, that he departed from there to teach, that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John had in prison about the work of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, 'Are you the one coming, or do we look for another?' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor, the gospel is preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me.'" Praise the Lord. So, as we have been taught, that God is, that man is God's method on the earth. That you are the person that God, he hopes to accomplish this plan that he has. It is you that he walks through. It is you that he walks through to perform miracles, to heal the sick. Praise the Lord. The song that we are singing, "We Heal the Sick," right? We raise the dead. It is things that should be practical in our lives. Praise the Lord. It is things that should be practical in our lives. So we continue in these things. We put ourselves in the position and in the place where we begin to learn, or we begin to align ourselves to these things that God uses us to manifest His will and His purposes on the earth. Praise the Lord. So we see that the disciples of John came to Jesus and they asked Him a question. He said, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" Praise the Lord. Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? So John knows what the coming one should be like. Praise the Lord. He read it from the prophet, right? There is a coming one. He prophesied about it. And we said that part of the reason why the Bible tells us that John is the greatest in the kingdom of God is because he introduced the Christ. Praise the Lord. He saw the Christ. He recognized the Christ. Praise the Lord. The things that the prophet could not see, or the things they prophesied about, he saw it and he identified it and he introduced Christ to the world. Praise the Lord. And so he asked Christ the question. He said, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? And it's the same question that I want to ask to us. With everything that we have learned, with everything that we have learned in the catechismus, do we need another catechismus, or you got what you need? Praise the Lord. Is the knowledge, is the doctrine that has been, you have learned, sufficient for you? Or is it enough? Do you still need to sit down and continue to receive and not do anything about it? Do you still need more teaching so that you are able to do the things, or you're able to align yourself in the will and the purposes of God concerning your life? Are you the one? Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? And so Jesus said to him to go and tell him, he said that, tell him what you see and what you hear. He said, the blind see and the lame walk, the lepers are clean and the dead is raised up, and the poor the gospel is preached to them. Praise the Lord. Does this look like the thing that Christ said we are going to do? Does it look like what Christ said that the believer is going to do? Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, from verse 15 to 18. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will not by any means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will be recovered. They will recover. So we see here that this is what Christ says about those who believe. Praise the Lord. The same thing that he said to the disciples of John. He said, the lame walk and the blind see. The gospel is preached to the poor. Praise the Lord. So these signs also should follow you, or would follow you, he says. Will follow those who believe. So if it's a question of, are you the coming one, or should we expect another? You say, oh, this is what I'm doing, or this is what I have been doing. Praise the Lord. I've been in the purpose of God. I've been in the plan of God. I've been in alignment to the things of God. I speak in new tongues. I heal the sick. I preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. So there's no expectation for another, because I'm already doing that which is God has destined for me to do. I'm already doing that which God has said I am going to do. So I say that John knows by the prophet what the Christ is, or who the Christ should be, or what he should do. So he speaks about you that you would heal the sick, that you will speak with new tongues, that you will cast out demons. Praise the Lord. So there is no expectation of another. First Peter tells us that you're a chosen generation, you're a royal priesthood. He's not just telling you things that will puff you off. Or, you know, some people will tell me, you know, they will say, just the word is it hail me or something? And you see somebody, you're hyping them up. Hype me up, hype me up. Maybe the person is wearing a clean dress. You know, you're hyping the person up. This is not a hype. Praise the Lord. It's not what he said to make you feel good about yourself. Oh, I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. Praise the Lord. It is a reality of your life. It is the reality of your life. Like I mentioned on Sunday, that if we're looking for revival, revival has come to you. Something has happened in your life. A shift has happened. Praise the Lord. A shift has happened to you. A shift has happened to you. Greater work will you do. Praise the Lord. So again, my sister was saying something during the prayers that what we do is to also pay attention to the spiritual things or the prophecies that have been said to us. Praise the Lord. The word of knowledge, the prophecies, the word that came to us, we should pay attention to them. So this is what we do after a believers meeting or after a gathering of believers, is that we pay attention to the things that are said. We don't despise them. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 to 16. He said, let no one despise your youth. Praise the Lord. Don't let your mind despise your youth. So, you know, sometimes there's a notion in our head that, oh, we are young people, you know, there's still time for us to do some things. You know, let's not, as a young person now, somebody sees you and they say, ah, this person is on fire for God. It's going to be like, let me be somebody who goes to church, but, you know, I can have some other accommodation of things. Praise the Lord. Let not your mind despise your youth. Praise the Lord. Don't despise your youth. Before you start showing it and let others despise it, you first, don't despise your youth. Praise the Lord. Don't say you are too small for these things. Praise the Lord. The word that came to you did not come to you and said you are small. Praise the Lord. We see in Judges, right? We see in Judges about Gideon. Judges chapter 6 about Gideon. He says, and verse 12 said, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Praise the Lord. The Lord has called him mighty man of valor. He's small among the smallest tribe. Praise the Lord. And he's hiding. He's showing weakness, by the way. He's hiding. His physical state is that he's hiding for his life and he's coming out. Do you know? And the Lord is saying to him, you mighty man of valor. So even the Lord has not said, oh, you are such a small person. You know, I see that you're afraid. No. He said to him that you are a mighty man of valor. So God sees him. Praise the Lord. So what your definition of yourself is from God, you find, we did these studies that we get the revelation of ourselves, right, through Jesus. Praise the Lord. The revelation of ourselves is through Jesus. So don't despise your youth. And Gideon said to him, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all these things happened to us? Where are all the miracles which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord said to him, go in this might of yours, and you save Israel from the hands of the Midianites? Have I not sent you? Praise the Lord. So even Gideon himself knew the things of God. He knew that there is some abnormality about our state. Praise the Lord. He knew that there's something wrong about where I am. Right? In as much as, yes, I'm small, in as much as my family is the smallest, in as much as we are suffering and we are hiding and we cannot even plant. And if we plant, the Midianites will come and take it from us. Praise the Lord. They will come and destroy our crops and take it. In as much as those things are happening to you, right? He's saying that there's something off about this. Because what our fathers have told us is that God is great in this kingdom. Praise the Lord. What our fathers have told us is that God has been great in this kingdom. So how is it that we are suffering? So in the might that he's going, is in the might that he knows that we are not supposed to be there. Praise the Lord. So the strength that he's going on is he's going in the strength that he knows that something is off and we are not supposed to be where we are. Praise the Lord. So God sees you for who you are. So do not despise your youth. Do not say you are too small. Do not say you are the firstborn of your family. Maybe they will say you have carried Christian things in your head. Praise the Lord. Do not say there is nothing for me to do. He said, you mighty man of valor, a man who is hiding. Let's go back to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 12 to 16. It said, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith. Praise the Lord. He said, do not let anyone despise your youth. Right? What he's saying is that you should be a believer. Be a believer. Praise the Lord. Be my child. What is the list is given here is what a believer has, or what a believer, the traces, or what we can see in a believer. But be an example in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading and exhortation and to doctrine. He said, do not neglect the gift of God that is in you, which was given to you by the prophecies with the laying on of hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. So take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and to those who hear you. Praise the Lord. Let's go to verse 13. 14, right? He said, do not neglect the gift of God that is in you, which was given to you by the prophecies with the laying of the hands of the eldership. Praise the Lord. He said, do not neglect them. So the prophecies that came to you as a result of your prayers, as a result of the catechismus, rather, as a result of the prayers that we had here, he said, do not neglect them. Don't say they are too big. How are we supposed to achieve this? Or you have received so many words in the past before. You know, they said you're going to be a pastor. You know, they told me that 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I'm still here, still struggling. Praise the Lord. You say you don't neglect them. How do you not neglect these things? How do you not neglect these things? How you don't neglect them is that you pray about them. Praise the Lord. How you don't neglect them is that you have it written down. Praise the Lord. You have it written down and you pray about them. The fact that there is a prophecy that came to your life does not mean that it would automatically flow and go and you will start walking in it. Praise the Lord. You have to pay attention. You have to pay attention to the things that have been said concerning your life, the prophecies that came upon your life. You have to give attention to them. You have to pray about them. You have to meditate on them. You have to practice them. Praise the Lord. You need to get direction concerning some of them. And so you need to pray about them. You need to seek the face of God concerning some of the things that you have received. If the Lord is saying to you that He is going to, or somebody, you know, the Lord is saying to somebody that you're going to preach, or you're going to be a preacher, and then where you are right now, you don't know any Greek word, for example. You don't say, they told me something that is too big for me. Praise the Lord. It means that you need to seek counsel and get direction concerning what you should do. It means that you need to start learning. You need to come under training. Praise the Lord. You need to come under training so that the things that were said concerning you will begin to find manifestation. Praise the Lord. You need to find, so you don't just run off and start. I remember a preacher was saying that God was saying to him that you're going to make friends with some people, and that is going to be for the kingdom. Right? And he just took off and started making friends. Praise the Lord. He did not ask for which friends should we make, or who are the people that you are sending me to that we're going to be friends, that I'm going to partner with, that will progress this kingdom. He just took off and said, I see that preacher, I see this preacher. Okay, let's be friends. Praise the Lord. But then he later found out that those are not the people that he should be friends with, because they were going to cause him issues and problems. So when the Lord is saying something to you or has said something to you, you're confused, or he's too ambiguous, or he's too big, you need to start praying about them. You need to start seeking counsel about them. What am I supposed to do now? Praise the Lord. What am I supposed to do now? How do I go about it? Don't leave it in the back of your book, and somebody else again will come and tell you after 1 year, the Lord is saying this thing. You now say, they have told me this thing before, but you are waiting for it. Praise the Lord. You start walking in it. You start finding alignment. You start aligning yourself to the things that were said. You don't wait for it. Praise the Lord. You don't wait for those things to come and meet you. Or maybe you are living the way you should not live, and they ask you, why are you doing like this? Say, do you not know the Lord has said I'll be a preacher? Why are you talking to me like this? Praise the Lord. And so that's where the church then comes in to help us. Praise the Lord. This is where the church comes in to help us. I started on Sunday talking about the family of God, or talking about why the Lord has given us the local church. Praise the Lord. Why the Lord has given us the local church. And I said that the local church is God's structure for your spiritual growth. Praise the Lord. The local church is God's structure for your spiritual growth. It is where God is what God has designed that you grow, that you find direction, that you find family. It is where you learn how to function, right? In the local church is where you follow the instructions and the directions of the pastors, because this is what God has designed for you, for your growth. They will guide you. And I said to us not to be careful not to join those who are saying many bad things about the church. That a local church might not be perfect, or it might not be as you think it should be, but it doesn't mean that you should be speaking bad about it. Praise the Lord. Because this is God's design for your growth. There's some people that have used it for their own benefit. Praise the Lord. But it doesn't mean that God is not interested again in the local church. Praise the Lord. So to give yourself to the local church as a place of training. So we must be planted again in a local church, because that's where we learn how to function, right? We cannot grow when we have divided commitment. you are in this church, you are in that church. Okay, so again, your mom is Anglican, your father is Catholic. You say, okay, let's go to Catholic this Sunday, Anglican the next Sunday. You will not grow. Praise the Lord. Oh, okay, I'm here in NECF. I am somewhere online. That's my church too. You know, some Sundays I might not come because, you know, my church is holding something online. You will not grow. Praise the Lord. There will be a lot of confusion in your life because the church then has a structure, have a plan for your growth. Praise the Lord. They don't just, the church, or the local church has a plan for you to grow. They don't just say, okay, on Sunday, you know, as the Lord is leading, you just preach anything. Praise the Lord. At least we don't do that. To just say, okay, yeah, as he's just preach anything. Praise the Lord. Or just say anything that comes to your mind, you know, or, you know, what studies do you think we should do next? Praise the Lord. So there's already a plan concerning your growth. So when you begin to have those divided commitments, you will not be able to grow properly. So to hear one thing is how to grow, right? Not many things. So you grow by hearing one thing. You grow by hearing one thing, not many things, as a result of the fact that you have access to the social media. We cannot grow like that. We cannot have a lot of commitment and this and grow spiritually. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 verse 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with many serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus said to her, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her." Praise the Lord. Which will not be taken away from her. So what Martha was doing was very important, right? What Martha was doing was very important. It's a very important thing to do, to serve in the house of God or in the local church, as you say. It is a good thing to serve, right? But she was worried about many things. She was worried about serving, helping. In our case, listening to many things or not being committed to a local church is the troubles and the worries that you might have. Praise the Lord. So in our case, listening to many things and not following, not being committed to a local church is a thing that will become the trouble and the worries that you are having. Praise the Lord. Or you might have. Praise the Lord. And he says, you should sit. Also, he said, Mary sat in verse 39. He says, and she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. So sat at Jesus' feet, he is not just talking about that word sat at Jesus' feet. It's just mainly a geographical location. Okay? So it's not merely that she sat on the floor. Praise the Lord. Right? But rather, it is that she gave herself to training. Praise the Lord. So sat at Jesus' feet that Mary did is not just that she's physically is sitting at Jesus' feet. Just like every person is seated in church, but not every person is giving to training. Praise the Lord. So sat at Jesus' feet is much more than that. Like that word, sat at Jesus' feet, is just more than that. It means to give yourself to training.
So Mary gave herself to the training that Jesus is doing.
Praise the Lord.
Mary gave herself to the training in which Jesus was giving. So the church is where you give yourself to training. The local church is where you give yourself to training.
We also see in Acts chapter 22, verse 3. He said, and he said, I indeed am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, right? But I was brought up at a city at the feet of Gamaliel, right? So we also see this place. I was brought up at a city at the feet of Gamaliel. It's also saying that he gave himself to training. Right, taught according to the strictness of our father's law and was zealous towards God as you all are today. Praise the Lord. So, brought up at the city at the feet of Gamaliel is saying that he gave himself to training. It's the same word that we see in Luke chapter 10, verse 38, 39. Right, so he's giving himself to a mentorship. So, the church is where you give yourself to training. Praise the Lord. You give yourself to be trained. So it therefore means that you are not the one that designed the curriculum. Praise the Lord. So you don't design the curriculum. You give yourself to be trained. So the local assembly brings structure to your life. Right? It brings structure to your life. It's a place of mentorship. You should not be just everywhere. Praise the Lord. You give yourself to training. And so that's why I gave the example of last week that if you're thinking about the subject of anointing and we are dealing with something else, the gospel in Genesis, you might have to wait for anointing to reach you. Praise the Lord. The teaching of anointing to reach you, because that's the structure that it is right now. You cannot tell your teacher that he's teaching you a subject at the beginning of the semester that you want to learn what is before finals. Praise the Lord. He should teach you what is beyond before finals. So there's a structure that the church brings to your life. Praise the Lord. You cannot do everything at once, or you will not just learn everything at once. It comes gradually. That's how you get impacted with knowledge. That's how you grow. It is that things are done gradually. So the church brings order and in a systematic way to your life. It is not a place of entertainment. Praise the Lord. So there's some people that will say, "Ah, this is your church service. They're not dancing too much, or they're not bringing comedians." It's not a place. You're not the custodian. Praise the Lord. It's not a place of entertainment. So the growth in the church is not from human perspective. You don't say, as young people, we need some few jokes around, some entertainment here and there, some drama here and there, some dancing here and there, some performance in the stage. We need to bring a comedian, something like this. Praise the Lord. So the growth that happened is not to your own perspective. Praise the Lord. That's why it's a place of training. It's also not a place where you go to get pleased, or where you go and say, "Okay, let me go and please myself," like the way an entertainment place is, or a place where you say you want to go and shine. Praise the Lord. A lot of people that came to shine, some of them have left. Praise the Lord. It's a place of training. So the local church provides stability to the believer, stability to your prayer life, right? And supernatural experiences, just like the way we had catechismus, just like the way we had all-day prayers. It brings stability
to your prayer life, to supernatural experiences. We organize believers' conference. We organize a Holy Ghost meeting. Praise the Lord. If we bring all the church brings these things to bring stability to your life, right? We have time for prayers. Just like in this service, there was 15 minutes of prayers. Praise the Lord. So we have all these things to ensure that the believer is stable and is growing. It's time for evangelism. It's time to serve. Praise the Lord. So, but listening to many people or many things, you begin to lack stability. Praise the Lord. Because what is said here might be different from what is said there. Praise the Lord. And you are getting a little from here and there. So when you stick to the local church, you will gradually begin to grow. Praise the Lord. When you stick to the local church, you will gradually begin to grow. So you focus more on what is happening in your local church, not in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Focus more on what is happening in this local church, not what is happening in the body of Christ. If you focus more on what's happening in the body, in your local church, there will be much more growth. Praise the Lord. Because you might see somebody that you know, according to you, the person is misbehaving, but there might be somebody in your local church that is showing you signs and some symptoms. Praise the Lord. If you don't focus on that person, you will grow up to become one of those people that will bring much more problems. Praise the Lord. So you focus more on what is happening in your local church. Not is what are they doing there? They're not even praying. They are not even singing. They are not even teaching the word. Focus more on what is happening in your local church so that you grow.
2 Timothy chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 1 to 2.
He said, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things which you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others." Praise the Lord. Commit these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others. So the one thing about the local church is that it has people that think alike. Praise the Lord. For example, they say, "Let's rejoice." Everybody here understands what it means to rejoice. Right? So the local church gives you this opportunity to think alike, to behave in certain ways. So you share in common things. You share the same thing. You share the same word. So, he said, the same thing you should commit to faithful men. So the things which you have heard from me, commit it, which you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others. How do you know a faithful man? Praise the Lord. You know a faithful man from a local church. Praise the Lord. You know a faithful man from a local church. And because this man is being around, is in the local church, is able to commit these things to many other people because he have had the same thing. He has received the same thing. Praise the Lord. So because he's been in a place of training, he's able to pass these things on to faithful men. Praise the Lord.
Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 from verse 1 to 4.
"Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of the things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us, it seems good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all these things from the very start, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus." Praise the Lord. So he had the same thing. He has been among them. Praise the Lord. So we can say that he's a faithful man because he has been among the same set of people. Right? He's not going to write something else to Theophilus. Praise the Lord. He's not going to write something else to Theophilus because he has been among the happenings that are happening around. So he's going to write, the thing he's going to write is not going to be contradictory to the things that has been taught. Praise the Lord. So Luke is a faithful man. It's the same thing that Jesus tells us, right? In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Matthew 28, verse 20. It's a teaching them, all the things I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always to the end, even to the end of the age. Amen. It's a teaching them to observe all the things I've commanded you. Praise the Lord. Do you know what Jesus is saying to them? That I know that you have learned everything I've commanded you. Praise the Lord. You're not going to water down the things I've taught you. Praise the Lord. Because you have been in a place of training, because you have been with me all this while, because you've been in a local church. Praise the Lord. You're not going to water down the things that you're going to command them. He said, all the things I've commanded you. So these men are faithful men that have received, that have been trained. Praise the Lord. So a faithful man is a man who has received training, right? Who has received training? A man who has received training, who has been in the local church. One who is safe, right? Who gives himself to the message. And he teaches others the same thing that is being taught. Praise the Lord. He's not trying to add some spices to it. Or trying to add his own doctrines to it. Praise the Lord. He's a man that has received. The way he received it is the same way he's going to deliver it. Praise the Lord. So these are faithful men. Deliver it unto them. So we should not be people that have information about many things but have no depth about these things. That's what the local church comes to do for us. It comes to bring stability to our life. It comes to commit the word of truth to us so that we're able to commit it to others. Praise the Lord. You have 2 years or 1 year here. Praise the Lord. And when you are done, it is expected that you're supposed to commit the same thing that you learned, not a watered down thing. Okay? Not, they say, okay, come and preach laying of hands. You not say, if I just lay hands on you now, you fall. Praise the Lord. Or it means laying of hands is when you touch somebody's forehead, he fall. That's not what you were taught. They took 4 or 5 sessions to teach you and 2 hours message. And then you just came and say, you come and receive it. Come and receive it. Praise the Lord. So to be faithful men. So the church helps us to be faithful men. Praise the Lord. The church gives us the platform to receive the word of righteousness so that we are able to commit it unto other people, so that we are able to teach it to other people. Praise the Lord. So that's what we do after Catechismus. Praise the Lord. We stay in the local church. So I just want us to take some time now. The mics are still on. We're just going to pray for this house. We're going to pray for this church. Okay? And we're going to give word concerning this church. Praise the Lord. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to pray concerning NECF. And we're going to give word concerning NECF. The secretaries are very active and available to receive this word. And the mics are on for us to receive this word. So for the next 10 minutes, I just want us to begin to pray for this church. Pray for the leaders of this church, especially the lead pastor of this church. Praise the Lord. And we're going to receive word for this local church. Let's just be on our feet.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. Your journey matters to us. Let's keep walking together. Visit our website for more resources and follow us on social media to stay updated. Feel free to check the show notes for additional insight. If today's message was a blessing, share it with a friend. Till next time, be blessed.